And hold on.
And you're listening to Kill Radio. If you want to call the station, it's 213-252-0998. Conscene Radio at yahoo.com. Instant message. Kill Radio DJ?
No, Kill Radio Station.
Sorry, I always forget that. And yeah, we'll be back with DJ Liz right after this completely non-sequitur song. Conscene.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you
fire.
Bring my
Scene. Yeah, that was a track right. from Muddy Waters. It was his. Did you know it was Muddy Waters' 90th birthday yesterday? 90th birthday. So happy birthday, Muddy Waters. That was Smokestack Lightning. And before that, it was. I think it was Muddy's version. And before that, it was Fire. From the crazy world of Arthur Brown. So, here we are on Konsin. We're live in the studio with DJ Liz, who is
Claire and Humberto,
who is interviewing us for her preparation for her thesis. On, is it alternative or radical media?
It's radical media.
Okay.
So it's even further than alternative media.
There is a big difference, isn't there? So,
okay, so I wanted to ask you, because we focus in class a lot on news journalism. Okay.
You're not taking, like, a radical media class, are you?
Well, it's an independent study.
Oh, right.
But, and I meet with a group and we talk about these things. Anyhow, I wanted to ask you, because you guys are a music-based show. Specifically are music-based. So I wanted to ask you specifically about music and radio as a form of music journalism, simply by playing the songs, and how that fits into what the goals of the station are.
Yeah, actually, you know what? We are rather political as well, and sometimes we have, you know, like Claire brought this disc that has Angela Davis. I was actually playing it earlier today, and you know, we play some of the stuff from AK Press and
Pacifica Archives.
So we're pretty political as well, and we also do contemporary news that are current and you know, vital and that have you know, that don't have any other outlet. And KPFK is not the only plays the broadcast then, but we are mostly a music show, and it's not always political. It's sometimes political, but I remember
when we started Konsin, and this was in mid 2000, and there were a lot. There still are, but there were a lot of shows that were very directed in their mission. Like the show before us was this wonderful show, The Woman Moved Away. But she had this kind of vegan poetry show, like women's lib vegan poetry. And we would come in and play like 60s pop music from Italy and Mexico. And I remember feeling a little bit like, well, maybe we're not a political enough for Kill Radio. But
yeah,
when it comes down to it, we as a station grew to know that, like, when 9/11 happened, when the war in Iraq happened, it was like there was all this debate on should everyone talk about it. And it was like, you know what, if you don't have anything to say, then don't say it, because nobody needs to hear more people talking about it. You can go to the gas station and hear that. I think there's a very big statement in playing music that you feel is not heard. Whatever it is. It doesn't matter if it's Lita Ford. It doesn't matter.
But you know what? Also, sometimes it's overwhelmed. You feel overwhelmed by playing too much political stuff, you know? It's like, almost like... And then plus, our audience already... I'm assuming that they're already informed and intelligent and already alternative. So we're like preaching to the choir a lot of times. But... yeah, from time to time, you know, and we will get political if need be, but it's mostly music, you know, but that in itself is a political statement sometimes, right?
Yeah, and we just so happen to play a lot of local music that maybe hasn't hit big yet, or hasn't even hit, you know, standard airplay on other college or independent stations. And we have a political stance, and it doesn't need to be reiterated all the time. Should we read the Kill Radio
mission? Yeah, let's read the Kill Radio mission. Go for it.
Just so people know. Do you want to hear this, Liz? Do you want to hear the Kill Radio mission statement? All right. KillRadio.org is a collective organization committed to using media production and distribution as a tool for promoting social and economic justice. We intend to promote the proliferation of radio in whatever form is necessary in order to challenge the corporate domination of our airwaves. It is our goal to further the self-determination of people underrepresented in media production and content, and to illuminate and analyze local and global issues that impact ecosystems, communities, and individuals. We seek to generate alternatives to biases inherent in the corporate media controlled by profit, and to identify and create positive models for a sustainable and equitable society. So, you know, this is something that, you know, we definitely, as a collective, as a station, every few months it comes up. Is this the mission statement? What are we doing? And it does come up, and it's really interesting in so many different ways. I mean, it's come up even in meetings like, I heard you play a very mainstream Rolling Stones song on your show. Like, what? Why were you doing that? You know, you can listen to a corporate radio station for that. But people have their reasons, you know, whether it's saying something or not. So there is a mission statement, and I think, you know, we don't have to play Noam Chomsky 24/7. I mean, there's an element that Umberto and I definitely stand firmly behind, which is, we and our listeners are doing something, you know. And if you listen to it, you know, we have a mission just through being and through playing what we play and saying what we say and introducing a cross between, you know, we go from rock and espanol to 60s Italian pop to Tuxedo Moon, you know. And that's important to us, you know. There's definitely like a whole experience or something involved in listening to music and knowing why people make it and why you should listen to it. You know, maybe it just makes you dance, huh?
And this is Las Ultrasonicas from Mexico City. Now, speaking of rock and español, they don't like that term. Check it out here on Conscene, KillRadio.org with Claire and Liz doing an interview with us here. Yeah, we're gonna put it on Radio for All. Baila monstruo, 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 baila monstruo,
바람 고정 El monstruo dice la gente Se pone hasta atrás Se trae a su chava y se ponen a danzar Sus cuerpos amorfos se ponen a vibrar Después de dos bolas se van a fajar ¡Chao! Baila monstruo, 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 baila
monstruo. So when you talk about meeting as a group for this thesis, this is a
consting. It's not the thesis yet. It's a class.
Yeah, right. It's an independent study.
Right.
And this is Consin on Kill Radio with our guest and interviewer and interviewee, DJ Liz.
This can only happen on non-commercial radio.
Exactly. We never have to break except for when we need to, like, sit down for a second. So when you talk about independent study and you talk about getting together with other people, there must be a lot of people interested in alternative media and radical media.
Yeah, I think from what I've noticed from talking to people in the grad program, it seems like it's sort of geared towards that at the program we're in.
Does it have a name?
It's Cal State Northridge.
But I mean, does the program have a name?
It's a journalism program.
Okay.
I will have my MA in journalism when I'm done. But it's pretty cool because this one group is like 10 of us, and it's mixed undergrad and grad, and basically each one of us leads a discussion on a different form of radical media each week.
Mm.
And I happen to be doing the one on pirate radio.
Cool. And you said you have a blog.
You can find it on Blogger. You know, I can't remember the whole URL because it's kind of long.
Mm-hmm.
But
it would be CSNU.
CSUN. Yeah. But, nobody but us can post comments or anything on it. But
right,
basically,
but
what we do is we go through and we log internet radio shows that we hear. And basically, it's kind of like a review. We write about like the sound quality and discussion quality, etc.
Mm. So. And what have you found as far as like people's missions for having internet radio? Or
there was one that I found because a lot of the ones we find are through indie media.
Yeah.
So there was one that I found that was an anarchist discussion group
mm-hmm.
from San Diego. And there was another one that I found that was one of my favorites. Is a guy who I actually ended up interviewing him for another project that I'm doing, but he collects shortwave radio shows. He's like up in Humboldt or Mendocino on the border. But
so he collects them from like all over the world?
Yeah, he rebroadcasts them. That's and it's great. It's on their Pacific station, but you can get it from, I think I found it on Radio for All.
Right.
So
Radio for All dot
ORG, isn't it? Is it
yeah.
ORG?
Or is it net?
Uh-huh.
Anyway, we have a link on the Kill Radio site. But yeah, Radio for All, it's a great resource.
Yeah, it's a good show if you ever catch it. I like that one a lot because he basically just plays, mostly does, I think, Radio Havana and Radio China and Radio Voice of Russia and Radio Netherlands. And he puts their broadcast. So it's just
great.
Good for, I mean, just for the fact of like giving a different perspective on something.
Nice. Yeah, I've always been, for a while I was really into making sound collages of FM and AM radio and rebroadcasting it
mm-hmm.
on Kill Radio. Just because a lot of people don't roll through the dial.
Yeah.
You know, on September 11th I made one. I should pull that back up. But just rolling up and down the dial and hearing, you know, you can hear when you go from 106.9 to 87.9. You can hear the attitude. And when you flip to AM, it's a completely different world.
Yeah, have you ever noticed certain commercial rock stations, if you can hear the same song within 5 minutes of each other if you go flip back and forth?
Yes. Isn't that bizarre? But
Take
it's also because they
man.
Play a lot of the same songs every hour.
Yeah.
But yeah, I always
wonder
how
that
works.
So at some point in time, you will hear Franz Ferdinand's Take Me Out back to back on virtually every station.
Uh-huh.
Radio.
If you switch.
Is that, do you think that's calculated or?
I don't know if it's so much. Well, radio playlists on commercial stations are calculated. They're based. They're all pre-programmed.
Yeah.
So it's just, and they have to play certain songs depending on, because they're all rated where they are in the playlist. It depends on how popular the song is at that point in time. So if a song's very popular, there's a really good chance that you're going to hear it like at the same time or back to back on different stations.
Go ahead.
Well, this is Konsin talking with DJ Liz, formerly of KXLU. And you're now taking the world by storm.
You also do a club, right?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's called Discourse.
Discourse at the parlor room. Huh?
Yeah, it's every fourth Sunday of the month.
But what's the website? It's
The website for the club. We have a MySpace page.
Oh, okay.
It's Discourse.
No, because we got an email from you, and it's something. Radio for the People or something? Or
no, they're the People's Dance Party.
Yeah, the People's Dance Party. What is that about?
That's a webzine we started. It was me and my friend Karen. Basically, it was kind of because Karen's a graphic designer, so it was kind of a space for us to put up our stuff and to get our friends to put up their stuff that we haven't had published anywhere else. And we're kind of redesigning it right now so we can update daily, because it gets really hard with Karen and I both in school. It gets really hard for us to update as much as we should. So we're converting it to a format where everybody can... You know, everybody who's contributing can just upload content as they will.
Cool, that's what we should do, right?
Interns. No. how do you see the future of media, you know, with everything that's happening right now? And you know, how do you see, like, I know now with the iPods, too, there are people are supposedly...
I think I'm the only person without an iPod.
Me, too.
Okay, there's my two iPod, of us.
Me,
and they, after
three.
All these freebies,
but I kind of want one.
Yeah, but how do you see the future of people doing of you know a media exchange? You know, beyond what we know already. You know, from commercial television and commercial radio, and how do you see the future for internet radio?
I think I don't know. It's hard to say. I try not to predict stuff. I think it's a pretty interesting time to be involved in media, and it means basically that those of us who are involved, me, you, Claire, everybody, we have to really stay on our toes because it's constantly changing.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you should come and guest DJ here, and you don't have to interview us. You can just play music.
What are you playing these days, Liz?
Yeah, what are you playing these days on your parties or shows? It depends.
Huh?
What are you playing now?
What am I playing right now?
What's on your
CD? Well, I have a new adult album for a couple months.
Ooh,
actually, I did an interview for them for the website.
Oh,
that
you
we
did?
Hasn't posted yet.
She turned me on to them from Detroit.
I love them.
Yeah,
we're
going to
play a Tuxedo Moon adult remix.
All right,
for you. Not only do they make like excellent music that's just sort of like driving and punk, but kind of like, it's like, you know, it's just, it's so dance and it's so punk at the same time.
Yeah.
And
digital.
They do it all themselves, you know?
Can we break real quick and play this?
I don't think they've been to LA yet, have they?
They have. We saw them. They were here twice. I didn't see them the first time. They were opening up for The Faint. We saw them the second time. That was about 2 years ago. And they're coming back this May.
All right.
But the new EP, as soon as it comes out, get it.
All right.
It's good.
Well, we Konsin here.
I did bring it with me.
Let's play it.
Hot damn. All right. So first, H and I are going to play Tuxedo Moon adult remix, because we ran into DJ Liz at the Tuxedo Moon show
that was
last a week and
excellent.
A half ago or something. So you're listening to Konsin, and we're about to get electronic on your ass. Konsin, Kill Radio.
Here at Kill Radio, we're still here with Liz and Claire's here still, and yeah, we're just reminiscing and talking music and stuff. And this is Chris and Cozy, the pioneers, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Robin Gristle.
Yep. All right. This is here on Con Scene. This is Love Cuts, and we just heard also Adult, right?
Yeah, and before that was a. Adult remix of a Tuxedo Moon song.
Alright, so we'll take it.
We should say that the Adult one's brand new.
Yeah, say that name.
It's called what's it called?
What number
the,
is it?
Yeah, the EP is called D-U-M-E.
Yeah.
And it's off of Thrill Jockey as opposed to their own Earthstats label.
And this is Kristen Kosey. This is Love Cuts. This is from the 80s, late 80s, mid 80s. Songs of Love and Lust. Catch their new material as well.
Love,
On the air, yes. Consin, you're listening to Consin on killradio.org. We have all sorts of guests tonight. We've got DJ Liz, we've got DJ Carlos, both formerly of KXLU. We've got Gregorio Hernandez of Mezcla, and we have your very own HEC. We're getting into kind of an electro thing. After talking about Tuxedo Moon, which led us to Adult, which led us to Chris and Cozy, and now this is a DJ Carlos select track. It's called Listen to the Hiss featuring Alan Vega. This goes out to my nephew Paul up in Seattle, who I think is listening, because I know he loves the synthesizer. So Paul, this is for you. Consin.
It's the eternal fight. It's never worth it. We'll be right back.
Wow, Consin. This is a rare Consin of all electronic booty shaking. You guys better be standing up in front of your computer speakers. But yeah, that was the Ex-Lovers, rudely cut off by H. H is you know, we play the other Ex-Lovers. There's so many Ex-Lovers, aren't there? But anyway, this is Consin. We have our guests, DJ Liz, DJ Carlos in studio. And we're just trying to make you feel synthetic and shaking.
Let me go downstairs. Somebody's coming.
And now we have no music. Consin.
Thank you.
instantaneous. Thank you.
Yeah, a real spontaneous back announcement. Consigne. No? Oh, we're not going to do that.
Consigne, we're still here with Liz. What are we listening to?
That was Solvent. It's on the... Can you have it in the CD case? Because I just got it in the mail. So
that's more of the Detroit and general metro area, including Ann Arbor, stuff that's coming out. That's always... It's just... There's tons of good stuff coming out. This is from an apartment. If any of you know Ann Arbor, this is an apartment on Huron Street. And they actually put apartment 1B... So you can go knock on their door and be like, hey, Solvent's great.
Or
anyway,
yell
so
from the street into the corner, like into the window, like Leah or S just did.
Yeah.
And you can say
hey,
we
what's
heard
up, everybody?
Think Like Us, the Alter Ego remix from the new album, Elevators and Oscillators by yeah. Solvent. And the label's called Ghostly. And the website is ghostly.com. They have all the news for all their bands on there. And
nice.
I love everything that they put out.
Yeah, thank you for sharing this. And what did we hear before that?
That was that Hell?
Ex-Lovers.
Oh, Ex-Lovers. It was Ex-Lovers and
the ex
it was called Sex Rebel and it's very off the international DJ Gigolo out of Germany.
Wow.
And before that was Hell, also from oh no, actually before that was New Order.
Yeah. New Order from a rare live recording from the early 80s in Italy. What song did we hear?
Was it Procession?
Procession, yeah.
Yeah.
And then Claire played something rare from Ralph Records. What was that?
Well, before that was Hell.
Yeah.
Which was DJ Carlos' selection.
And it featured Alan Vega.
Yeah, Carlos,
from
tell us about that track. That was a real strong one. Go
ahead. Well, it's a song featuring the famous Alan Vega from a little band called Suicide. And, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he actually nailed the yellow track before it. Ralph Records called Eternal Legs.
Mm. All right, we're going to play something now from...
Let me just really quickly welcome in the studio our long-lost scene compatriotess, Leah. It's so nice to have you back.
Thank you very much. It's very nice for me to be here and see you guys so healthy and plumpy and nice.
Plumpy. We are plumpy these days, aren't we?
You mean like in a spring kind of way?
Like edible.
Or a fruit. And we have Greg of Mezcla. Thank you for playing my birthday, you guys. And you're going to be doing the benefit. Talk about the thing with the farmers down in South Central Los Angeles. Come up.
Oh, you're so humbling. Humbling you are. April 17th, people, you can come out for a little sun, a little garden.
Yeah.
And we're talking about on a Sunday of this month, and this is our second annual event, and supporting and bringing awareness. Basically, this garden's been going on for like 23-some years strong, and they're facing eviction notice, so... we're really happy this year because we have a really good lineup and we think people are, you know, the first inaugural year was great because obviously we can do this again and they are still standing there. So here we are like, you know, our second year and this year we have Domingo Siete, Fosforo, Quinto Sol, and we're really happy to have a percussionist who was Fela Kuti's original percussionist.
Wow, Fela Kuti.
Najit.
Amazing.
And we're really very, very humbled, very honored to have definitely a persona and energy and someone who's definitely, who's still himself, you know, such as his garden is going strong.
Yeah, especially here. Go ahead.
Yeah, basically, this is a benefit or awareness gathering for the South Central Farmers, and we're looking at April 17th of this month, and the event is free. You know, it's open for the public,
and
which is great because, you know, we're going to be basically on this, I believe it's a 13, 14-acre a garden right in
Beautiful.
The middle of South Central. And right on 41st and Alameda, and we'll be there all day long from 10 o'clock till 6 p.m.
Big ups to South LA.
Yeah, bring the kids, you know, and 41st in Alameda, April 17th.
Thank you so much. And on the 19th, we're having the Arkell Radio benefit at Sensushi in the upstairs room. And this all will be on our website, right, Claire?
Indeed.
We'll hook it up. And that is conscene.org. Now back to Liz and her treats here for us.
A what are we going to listen to?
Which track did you put up?
Number four.
Number four? Orja de Sangre?
Let's
see. And that's from...
Yeah.
Would you stop
that is...
Fun
no, that was fine. Orgia de Sangre. Yeah. Let's see. Say that, Leah.
Orgía rica sabrosito, Gary.
No, the next track is Orgía de Sangre, Orgy of Blood.
Orgy of Blood.
And con sin.
Siempre eterno. El amor del eterno no tenía una madre. Siempre quiso tener a su padre. No pudo ser, no pudo ser. Esa madre siempre fue una cabrona. Tenía superior. Chico, ay, este pendejo que era el peino.
DJ Carlos, formerly of KXLU. Thank you to Gorgoyo of Mezcla.
Thank you, Claire. Another fine con scene show here. Thanks, Liz, for coming in. Yeah. I hope that you have something to work with on that.
I think I have the whole experience.
Yeah, good luck with that project. And we'll check out your weblog and website. Thanks for being our friend on MySpace.
Check out the peoplesdanceparty.com.
Yeah.
On MySpace.
For our exclusive rare interview with Adult, right?
Yeah, it's technically not online yet. I'm showing you guys it's a hidden page.
Look for it.
So if you go onto the website, you're not going to see it, but it should be up in a few days.
All right. And for more information on Consign, go to our website. I'll stay in touch and communicate.
Hi, Brian. Wow, Brian's
Brian,
here.
A plane outside is coming in.
We're going to finish up with a Fospero remix.
Again, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you to all our guests. And we're finishing up with Fospero's EP, Mosquito Soul. This is Angel Garcia's remix. Angel Garcia of Mezcla. You can check all these people out at the South Central Farmers Market April 17th. SaveOurGardens.com. SaveOurGardens.com. You can also go to consign.org and find out all about it. Alright, for another week, it's Consign.
Este piquetón, así, se goza, se goza, se goza, así, se goza, se goza, se goza, goza. Este piquetón de reggaetón que inspira una fuerza que gira y nos ilumina. De a tiro, te excita la movida. Avanza, avanza, que siga la parranda. Tierra temblorosa, movida contagiosa. Tirando con tequila, se pone pegostiosa. Tapón, la cosa, greñuda, velluda, changa milagrosa. Así, se goza, se goza. Se goza, así, se goza, se goza, se goza, este piquetón, así, se goza, se goza, se goza, así, se goza, se goza, se goza, este piquetón, mosquito, mosquito soy, surge por allá, de nación a nación, va el mosquito tonal, mosquito, mosquito soy. Todo el mundo a bailar, todo el mundo a gozar, todo el mundo a bailar, a gozar. Mosquito, mosquito soy. Surge por aquí, surge por allá, de nación a nación va el mosquito tonal. Mosquito, mosquito soy. Todo el mundo a bailar, todo el mundo a gozar. La bomba, la bomba, la bomba. Este piquetón de reggaetón que te anima
que gira, que gira, revelando la movida. Bailando, bailando, el ritmo alborotando. Se llama la llama de fósforo tonal. Tierra temblorosa, movida contagiosa. Brindando con tequila, se pone pegostiosa. Boom, da boom, la cosa que anima la divina. Changa milagrosa, así se goza, se goza, se goza. Así se goza, se goza, se goza. Este piquetón, así se goza, se goza, se goza. Así se goza, se goza, se goza. Este piquetón, mosquito, mosquito soy. Surge por aquí, surge por allá. De nación a nación va el mosquito tonal. Mosquito, mosquito soy. Todo el mundo a bailar, todo el mundo a gozar. Todo el mundo a bailar, a gozar. Mosquito, mosquito soy. Surge por aquí, surge por allá. De nación a nación va el mosquito tonal. Mosquito, mosquito soy. Todo el mundo a bailar, todo el mundo a gozar. La bomba.
Eso, así se goza. Y si no sabes, ya sabes. Mezcla fósforo desde 2004 hasta que se caigan las torres de Babilonia. ¡Guáchale! ¡Guáchale!